As Christmas approaches, many Valley seniors find themselves alone and detached. But at one local high school, students are pairing up with local seniors to tell their stories and link the generations in a unique learning experience. KJZZ's Phil Latzman tells us more about the Storied Lives Project.
However, a small post-depression farm
at Fountain Hills High School, 17-year-old Emerson O'Neill is sharing a story, but it's not hers.
On December 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor was attacked and the U.S. declared war against Japan. On that day, Phyllis Hammond Smart was visiting her uncle, and all around the house there were shouts of, turn on the radio, there's some real news on.
O'Neill is reciting a story as told to her by 94-year-old Phyllis Smart, who doesn't speak, but sits beside her teen partner listening and smiling. Simon Edwards tells the adventurous tale of Walter Martin, whose journey began in Germany 89 years ago.
I covered the globe with all my trips to every place I could possibly imagine, gaining experience through adventure. When I started to get old and these trips started to become harder on me, I found Fountain Hills. This is the place I want to die.
And Megan Donnelly details the art, architecture, and love that has carried Russ Larson and his wife Joan through 74 years of marriage.
Joan and Russ were already amazing artists, but they put their skills to use and found out they had a knack for building houses. Russ took a liking to the Frank Lloyd Wright style of building, and over the years they built three homes.
They are some of the 15 students paired with senior companions as part of a school project called Storied Lives. The groups have met over the course of the semester to cultivate the stories. Teacher Dawn Oster has set it at the core of her curriculum in her AP English class.
This summer when I went to a summer institute, they were talking about memoirs. And I thought, well, they're not ready to write their own memoirs. They're going to go, hey, I'm 16, 17, I can't write it. But I thought they could write someone else's.
Oster says the project is mutually beneficial to match two age groups that normally wouldn't spend much quality time together.
No, most of them do not. You know, they may see their grandparents, but their grandparents typically don't necessarily live that close. And I heard some of them when they came in today say, you know, I've lived in this town for this many years and I've never been in this school.
Fountain Hills is believed to be the first high school west of the Mississippi to implement the Storied Lives curriculum. With the community around the school aging, the school's principal, Tom Brennan, says the program makes perfect sense here.
It's wonderful for these young people, you know, our students. These are mostly seniors and juniors, and they had a chance to build real relationships with these folks while they created their stories. So it's good to see the intergenerational experience here at Fountain Hills High School.
The idea to bring Storied Lives to the school comes from nearby resident Patty Milligan.
It was started by a teenager who recognized just 3 years ago that many of her classmates did not have grandparents that lived near them. So she wanted to really connect her teenagers with the wisdom of the seniors in the area of their school.
In telling the story of the 74-year marriage of Russ and Joan Larson, student Megan Donnelly says she wasn't sure what she was getting into, but says she found it easier than expected.
You don't find very many couples that have been married for 74 years. So, you know, it gives you hope that maybe someday that could happen for me.
For 94-year-old Joan and 102-year-old Russ, married before Pearl Harbor, the time has flown by blissfully. And they're grateful for the opportunity to have someone to share their happy story with.
I think it's been a wonderful 74 years. We've had our ups and downs, but everybody does.
So we've been very busy doing things that we shouldn't do and some worked out.
And for Patty Milligan, that's what makes it all worth it.
I feel rewarded just seeing these youngsters get up there and be able to tell a story and then listening to them in their quiet moments say, I'm going to get choked up, but how these people have changed their lives.
Milligan hopes she can help bring the Storied Lives Project to every high school in the Valley. In Fountain Hills, Phil Latzman, KJZZ News.